255 in your hymn books. And in the meantime, I'm sorry for the delay. I always have always when you are busy, you get more busy. But we welcome you to the evening service, and we are so glad you are here. And on the book of Revelation, and if you don't have from lesson one to the end, I have there are the files, and after the service, we can give you something. Now, it's awful hot here. I don't know if you people realize. It is hot, no? And I cannot think when it's hot. All right, and we are so glad. Also, I need to practice with the phone in the airs and so on. I get too used to the Spanish people. Wherever you go in San Jose yesterday, they go around three. They assign you three people to assist you. You put your hand like this. They put your coat. They put your microphone. And wherever you go, you do like this. You do the water, you know. I'm the leader.
But by grace, we let him have them all by himself.
Have more freedom like this, and I look more up to date. All right, 255. Let's go. Just delighted tonight to close the day in our church. I have learned yesterday there are many Spanish churches with morning and evening services and prayer meeting. I'm so glad my heart, Lord, was lifted up. And when I saw pastors that I have counseled years ago, and now they are firm in their churches. Also, I thank you, Lord, that your word have counseled their heart. And they have produced a revival within their community. Thank you, Father. Now bless us as we praise your name. Give us inspiration as we do so. And give us a joy as we look into the last church of the book of Revelation, which reveal our time. And then, Father, we look forward, starting next week, to look upon the future, the things that are ready to come. And as we look on the scripture, you are the teacher. Let the Holy Spirit be the one who guide us through the word, and so that we know what you have to say. Thank you, Lord, for being our God and being the one who encourages each one of us. I know these are tough times, but when I hear what people go on through other churches, Lord, we are in cloud nine. And I thank you for, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, churches are suffering, especially the Spanish churches, where the pastors no longer have their salaries because the congregation have taken a big shot in buildings and their payments are too high. And so therefore, they don't have leftovers for the certain expenses, including missionaries and the pastors. So we have a good seminar in how to manage your money. You know, that's the first person you don't want to pay, your pastor, the one who feed you, and so on. But it was a revival Friday night and the whole day Saturday, and I took Leo. And I introduced Leo as the worst person in my church is coming to see here. You know, this is a Mexicano sinner, you know, and there were a lot of Peruvians. I'm surprised. The man from Peru brought a lot of Peruvians, and they know me for years. In some of their churches, I have ordained their pastor, so they know me from scratch. And when they have problems, they have invited me. I went over there, Union City, different places, installed them and worked with them. And each one of their churches are sufficient in paying themselves. The only thing is the enthusiasm of a new building have lured their mind. And I said to them, you know, that crystal nice things in the back and so on. But there is one man, Rosendo Rafalia, from Spain, is a pastor there in Bernal, the next two blocks, Mantelli, right there is a church. The church was by the Highway 85. And the city expanded one ramp of the Highway 85, went through the church. So the man was smart enough. Spaniards are very good business people. So, well, I said, we don't want money. We want a church well located. And so what they did, they went to a business center like ours, and the city bought all the buildings and gave it to them. And so the church, very smart, rent out three buildings and kept one for them. And so now they said, we have income for anything. And they changed. And I want to take all the deacons with me. They changed the church, the business center, into a church. Beautiful. And as I drove in, there was a sign that said, the farmer. And the young people, there were a lot of young people there. He said, yeah, this is our place. The farmer was the kitchen. And there was the old Mexican style. Everything is loose and the thing. But boy, those frijoles, they were so good. I tell you, they cooked just like Mexico. All thing outside. Things without floor and so on, so they can put the meat. And they did their own, and I'm so proud. And they own zero. And that's my dream, that one day the switch will come, and we will pay off our debt and make the new building. I was so so happy for that, and I want to invite that pastor. He speaks very good English. I want to invite him to speak here. Very short fellow, very profound man, 46 years old, very, very, very good. So there are good news. Things are happening in other churches. And that's what we want, don't we? We want the gospel to disturb. The only thing is, I was exhausted this morning as can be. For 2 hours, on 5 hours preaching, two were standing. See, the Spanish people, when they sing, they stand. You know, I told the Sanskrit class, and they, you know, and you have to move. See, and they sing even two hymns. They said, these hymns has value because that have meaning in the words. I'm glad that they say that. And they don't know how to sing the hymns, only the choir director, and have beautiful voices. And they sing and they move things. The battery was in the back. I was in the first pew. My ear was blowing up. And they jump up and down. You have to stand when they sing. Half hour. Then you sit down 2 minutes, then stand up again. Another half hour. Boy, I'm old, you know. And Leo Gill from the back said, let the pastor sit. He's an old man. Yeah. So, but I tell you, I'm so glad that when they went to the hymn book, they said these hymns were written with meaning. And I talked to the choir director and I said, you know, I want to send you a book that have a history of every hymn that will teach you why the man wrote the hymn. So you can maybe change a little bit of the music and put that battery and that jumping around and so on. Another thing that I missed this morning is when I said, and the Lord Jesus Christ, the people will hear, yeah, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I said, he saved us. Yeah, he saved us. And they move like this, you know, and you have to wait like this. And I said, hey, what's happening? I don't know if I'm right or wrong. But what an expression. What an expression. Well, this morning in Schuller Church, Schuller is a reform. They invite Campolo, my co-partner in psychology. And the deacons in his church, he goes to a black church, the deacon sits in the front. And when the pastor would say, "The Lord," the deacon would start to say, "The Lord," with bands and the altar of the Lord. And the service about 5 hours, because when I get through the sermon. People express themselves different. What I'm really worried is, are they learning the Bible? That is the best way to say. And so thank God that the Spanish Bible is still the old Spanish Bible. Some of them don't know the words, but it's just beautiful. So thank God that there is not so dark around there. There are churches what is standing and preaching. I told Anthony to make an orchestra in our church. But I mean with fine music. One of the finest music I heard this morning was an orchestra from Schuller's church. I mean those Bach hymns and so on play with all instruments. So they have a job to do. All right, now your son, please. Tell me, I had to tell you all the hard. Good to see Castillo here. Tell me. 407. All right. 407. Salvador, after the service, you see Professor Hudson here on my right, okay? And we prayed this morning for you, and we asked the church to give us a bike, and we got the bike, and now for you. And our brother took the kindness to bring in his truck for you, and so you see him, and it's wonderful. All right, 407. Lara.
44.
All right. Here we are. And can it be that I should gain? What a wonderful. See the dates? 1707, 1788. And sometimes people said, "What is too old?" Without not knowing why the author wrote this, and not knowing that these are special tunes that you need to play. And I got them enthusiastic and playing this, and I got the book already. I'm going to send it before I leave tomorrow, so that they can have the value of why a man will write a hymn like that. And can it be?
Yeah.
two of our people will, one, actually we can call the Avilas our people, our missionary, will go into the area, and I just checked with the treasurer, the money is already here for the offering. Thank you very much for your giving, and we will, Dana, when you need a check, you let me know, and we send the check directly from here to the administration for the two people. They're going to serve, and they're going to get a benefit themselves as they minister and express love to people who are unloving sometimes, and people care less. So I'm so glad that we do this. This is the very beginning of a great relationship with these people. All right, in the internet, if you are listening, you're able to connect to us and tell us what hymn will be yours. Any other hymn, please, tonight? Señor Andrew.
455.
All right. Here we are, 455, one stanza, and then we get Anthony here, 455. And turn your eyes upon Jesus. This is also a very old song in the church. Start from 1864, the year the author was born. These were the good years when the gospel was flourishing and taking shape. And so you can see the expressions of the writers and song who express what they believe. 204. Today, the last church of Revelation, and it's going to be a pleasure to look into what God has to say. All right, 270.
My soul said,
She made that piano speak. All right. And we are so glad for her talent and her dedication to the music.